This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On the windy days of spring, when all I want to do is go inside and read a book, I've noticed that other creatures are out and about and doing their creature things. Snakes stretch across warm dirt roads. Lizards scamper up fence posts. Gamble quail scurry through grasses and the understory. The very returned turkey vultures seem to be having just this delightful time in the wind, soaring and swooping low and high. Sometimes a raven or two or three will join the soaring as if to say, I can do that. Well, not quite, but still pretty impressive. Those ravens, you know, they're such characters. I watched a couple of them soar with our resident red-tailed hawks. So cool. A week or so ago, as I was driving through the Sulphur Springs Valley, south to north along the old Highway 666, I spotted a kettle of hawks soaring in circles above the fields. I stopped and glassed a dozen or so swaints and hawks, and of course they were accompanied by a few ravens, some locals hanging with visitors. Ravens are rascals, they're clowns, they're daredevils, and they're just wonderful. Oh, I almost forgot. On a windy day, but out in it, yeah, out in the wind, Petey and Ms. Mosquito picnicking under an emery oak. We, Ms. Mosquito and me, watched a pipevine swallowtail butterfly flying around the top branches of that emery oak, doing its thing in the wind. Well, we were too, you know, picnicking in the wind, potato chips blowing away. That oak was growing in a grassland on the west side of the Dragoon Mountains, a grassland with nolina and yuccas and agaves and desert spoons, you know, and the predominant trees were emery oak and velvet mesquites. The drainages from those nearby mountains ran through all of it, and you could follow those sandy arroyos across that grassland. Oohing and aahing at plants, of course, along the banks of those arroyos. Sometimes we'd find ourselves admiring and photographing dead plants, dead trees, dead succulents. But listen, as we wandered a narrow arroyo through that land, we spotted some small shrubs growing along the bank cuts, and they were flowering, white to pinkish flowers, pinkish. A pinch of lavender, I think, but but a cool open branch 2-foot by 2-foot shrub in flower. I looked at it for the longest time, and I just looked and looked and looked. The cool 3 or 4 tubular flowers at the top of the branches, these reddish branches. I saw some hairs sticking out up there by those flowers, some bristles. Bristlehead, I declared as my gray matter sparked into action. Carfokeetie bigelovii. Oh my God, a beautiful little shrub in the aster family. The genus Carfokeetie, that Keetie, C-H-A-E. You could say Keetie if you took middle school Latin maybe, right? Carfokeetie. Carfo from the Greek for dry. Keetie, if you took that middle school Latin. It means long hair, so dry long hair. How about bristle? The species bigelovii honors John Milton Bigelow, botanist and army surgeon. He was working southern Arizona in the early 1850s. Pretty cool. What a wonderful find, you know, on a windy day. We were out in the wind. We got out in that wind and we saw some cool stuff. Good for us. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.